You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired February 5th, 2025. Waterloo City Council voted unanimously to endorse the recent report from the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, which found that more than 80,000 people were homeless in Ontario in 2024, a rise of more than 25% since 2022. The report, titled Municipalities Under Pressure, The Growing Human and Financial Cost of Ontario's Homelessness Crisis, was released on January 9th of this year. Beyond the numbers, the report offers ideas to address homelessness by focusing on long-term housing instead of the go-to actions of creating temporary emergency shelters and promoting police-backed enforcement of private property laws. The difference in approach was brought to the fore last fall when a group of mayors, including Cambridge's Jan Leggett, asked the provincial government for more support and legal cover to crack down on encampments, including police sweeps and incarceration. While the province did not agree to suspend charter rights to clear encampments, the Conservative government did table legislation that would tie in funding for municipal social programs to clearing tent cities and other encampments for homeless folks. That specific piece of legislation fell off the table when Premier Ford announced an early election. The AMO report noted that the number of homeless folks could double within the next decade with a status quo approach. In addition to building supportive and affordable homes, the report called for significant investments in mental health and addiction services, and robust income supports to tackle growing homelessness and improve quality of life measures across the province. This show features clips from the January 27th council meeting where Councillor Vasek and Mayor McCabe spoke about the findings in the report, which Mayor McCabe called sobering. City staff member Sandy Little, who has created a summary of the report for council, responded to the questions and comments from McCabe and Vasek. Little notes that the conclusions and recommendations from the report are being investigated at the city and regional levels. We start with Mayor McCabe speaking about the AMO report and calls for unity with all levels of government to address the homelessness crisis.
The numbers are huge. The investment that is needed is equally significant. But I think what's really important with this report, as well as coupled with the Solve the Crisis campaign that the Ontario Big City Mayors have been, a campaign that they continue to raise and talk to the provincial government and the federal government about, is that this report gives us a pathway to addressing and partnering with particularly the provincial government to address this significant challenge that municipalities across the entire province are facing. The cost of this is something that municipalities cannot bear on our own. We're not set up, the funding formula is not set up to deal with issues like this. We need the support of the provincial government, we need the support of the federal government, and we need to all work in partnership.
Councillor Jen Vasek then spoke to council about the report's numbers.
The numbers are dire, and there's 81,515 people who are known to be homeless, and that's a 25% increase since 2022. That could triple to 294,266 by 2035 without significant intervention or an economic downturn. Status quo is about 160,000 upward trajectory, and if we improve things a little bit, it's still anticipated to get to about 128,000. Something quite upsetting is around child and youth homelessness, and really where some of the intervention ought to lie. Right now, nearly a quarter of people experiencing chronic homelessness are children and youth. And research that the AMO report noted was that people who first experience homelessness as children are significantly more likely to face chronic homelessness later in life. So 78% of those who became homeless as children were chronically homeless during the federal count. That's wild.
Vasek also discussed the report's findings and mentions the Safer Communities Act, which was proposed by Doug Ford before he called an early election.
The report speaks at length to the dire situation. It also offers some solutions. It does critique the solution that we've been relying on, which is crisis emergency measures. And it says that while those are important, they have been implemented at the detriment to long-term solutions. and is part of the problem, long-term solutions being things like supportive housing and transitional housing, rent supplements, mental health and addiction support, among others. And it really emphasizes that we need to be focusing on this prevention rather than crisis or enforcement approach, leading me to my concerns about the Safer Municipalities Act that was proposed and went through first reading, and that does emphasize an enforcement, increased enforcement approach, as we learned in the briefing note that staff have prepared for us. So it's $11 billion they anticipate to reach zero chronic homelessness and $2 billion to end encampments. And I agree, every level of government has a responsibility to invest in this, especially in a social democracy that I hope we live in. In the absence of the investment that we've needed from the federal government and the provincial government, municipalities have stepped up, and the report says that 51.5% of the total reported funding has come from municipalities. We certainly need to continue to step up while advocating for more. It's imminently important for us to deal with this, and we actually just can't shove it off to other levels of government.
After suggesting the self-admitted wacky idea of having individual residents donate what they can to combat homelessness, Vasek then asked city staff how the AMO report is being integrated into existing plans and future planning processes. Here is Waterloo staff member Sandy Little responding to Councillor Vasek's questions and Mayor McCabe's comments.
I have to agree that the information contained in the report is truly sobering. I think that that's a great word for it. So to answer your question, yes, it is on our radar, and more than just being on our radar, we are doing a deep dive into the report. I can confirm at this point in time, the report has been distributed and made available to staff. For those that are interested, it is available on their website as well as a toolkit that AMO put together. You mentioned in terms of the local context, are we doing any work with regards to that? So happy to advise that I have connected with regional staff, who obviously are the service manager in this area and really take the lead in terms of this work, but also recognize that this is really a collaborative effort. This is an all hands on deck. Regional staff have advised that their review and analysis will be available towards the end of February. It's very much in its infancy in terms of formalizing this work as part of strategic initiatives specifically, and then across the entire organization. So we will have to make some decisions.
That was City of Waterloo staff member Sandy Little responding to comments and questions from Mayor McCabe and Councillor Vasek regarding the recent AMO report, which revealed a large increase in homelessness in Ontario in the past 2 years. The report also critiqued the short-term incarceral solutions governments have been responding with and offered solutions to systemically address homelessness. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.